This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, let's get going here for a Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of a mild, it's still spring, isn't it? It's spring,
yeah,
not officially summer.
Yeah, not until June 21st or something.
A couple of times, I think I've told you this, I've woken up or awakened, I don't know what's proper there, around 5 o'clock in the morning, and the birds are chirping, and it's almost getting bright out. I'm like, wait a second. And that's certainly an indication that summer is very near.
That's true.
Because we have the longest day of the year in about 3 weeks. But again, I indicated yesterday, I kind of like the weather when it's a little chilly like this, and you can ease into summer. We have a lot going on this afternoon. I mean, a lot going on. Kilmeade's coming up for his weekly visit. A lot to talk about there. Outside of, you know, some of the big issues in Washington, we'll talk about his show on Sunday night. We're going to get into the Red Cross and visit with the executive director because they do need some help. People need help, and we're going to circle back to that with Sue in just a second because she went out to Forest Park. You know, one of the things I didn't talk about yesterday that I really want to get reaction to, and Sue, this will be perfect because this is one of those days on Wednesday that our friend Alex Rich from our sister station, Y98, joins us. Did you see, and I don't want you to comment any more than this, I just wanted to know if you saw the French President Macron get hit in the face by his wife?
No.
Okay. I'm going
to
make
sure. Am I allowed to watch it before then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because what I want to know, and you're going to, when you hear, I can't believe I didn't bring this up yesterday. When you hear the explanation for it, I think you'll find it quite entertaining. And Alex, who's about to get married, you know, his wedding is about a month away.
Yeah.
We'll have him weigh in on that. I've got a couple other topics for you. My friend John Ziegler this afternoon, who is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. We visited with John quite a bit last week about his conversation with Bob Costas and some things related to a passion project that he's been on for a long time, which is the Penn State scandal. But I want to get his thoughts on a lot of the media nonsense that's going on. Like, for example, here's another question for you. Did you hear Scott Pelley at this?
No.
I mean, this guy, hang on. I got to grab the mouse. He's at this, you know, graduation where he's giving the commencement speech. Listen to this.
But in this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack.
What?
Universities are under attack.
Yeah, I can just stop it right
there. Yes,
he's
give me a
pounding
break.
On the. Are you kidding me? That, and you know, this is the sad part, and I've addressed this many times, and we're going to talk about it with John in the 5 o'clock hour. He can say stuff like that because people believe him. I mean, I have a very different, and I've admitted this, a very different perspective on 60 Minutes. Look, I've been tracking, I've been tracking bias in the news for 3 decades. Okay, Bernie Goldberg wrote a book in the late 90s that was called Bias. I've known Bernie since then. I've exposed media bias in Milwaukee and here in St. Louis, and if I'm being honest, probably back in Columbia when I started. But for him, and for us to know here in St. Louis, that Bill Whitaker came in and did a story about Kim Gardner and, you know, basically positioned St. Louis as just a racist city that had nothing wrong in the prosecutor's office. And of course, do they come back and correct the narrative at that point? No. So their agenda journalism-driven. He has no credibility with me at all. None whatsoever.
Nope.
Neither does Jake Tapper or any of these guys. And they keep trying to, you know, some of them keep trying to think that they, oh, yeah, we did our job during the Biden administration. But anything that he said at that commencement is completely disregarded and nullified because he doesn't want to talk about the things that are real out there. He wants to scare people about democracy and our system is under assault. Who the hell was running our system for 4 years?
Thank
How about
you.
That, Scott Pelley, right?
Thank you.
Unreal. But let me get to, because I mentioned Lucretia Cox is coming in from the Greater St. Louis chapter of the Red Cross a little bit later
this hour. We're going to
talk about the Red Cross. But you were sending me some pictures last night. I have yet to go over to Forest Park and to see some of this damage in North St. Louis myself. I just haven't had, and I kind of, as you know, I live on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it's a little tougher because I have a road closure, so there's more time. That's just a lame excuse because I really do need to go over and see this in person. But you walked Forest Park last night, and you were sending me some stunning pictures.
Yeah, along Skinker and along Lindell is the most damage I've seen, and it looks like a completely different space. And I walk that pretty much weekly, and I skipped a couple weeks, and I thought, you know, I don't want to be a gawker. But eventually, you have to get back to what you normally do. And when you walk along Skinker, some trees just look like they were twisted and the tops turned off. Others are pulled up completely by their roots and they're just, you can see the entire, and I'm talking about old, beautiful trees of all varieties. The golf course looks like a completely different course because there are no trees.
Well, do you know what a links course is? That's kind of what they have in England. We have a couple around here that are like that. The links courses don't really have trees, right?
Oh,
They have, unfortunately, it's been turned into a links course, I think, sadly.
Yeah, and parts of the, and they've had, you know, there's wood down everywhere blocking certain paths, and you have to take other ones to go around. You can see areas that you were never able to see. I've walked this thing for probably 20 years, so I can see different views that I could never see. It's really disheartening.
Did you walk around the whole park?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drove along Lindell and walked through the interior. But there are churches along Skinker that have obvious roof damage, trees that are destroyed along there and by Wydown. It's really disheartening.
Yeah, that's stunning. And when it comes to, look, there's so many challenges here. We talked to Elliot Davis last night, who's doing some great independent journalism on Facebook after he left Fox a couple years ago, I think, at this point. And he's been there really embedded in some of the, you know, the real stories of human need. And that's why we're going to talk about Lucretia. But outside of that devastation, people who don't have insurance and people who need help and they need meals and they need beds to talk about, just when you look at this jewel that is Forest Park, it's an amazing, I've admitted this in the past, and I sort of in a roundabout way just admitted it now, I don't take advantage of it enough. When I used to ride my bike more, and you know what happened there, I stupid play golf now, I would ride that a lot of times. We do several loops around that with some of the guys that I would train with. It was so much fun. I've taken my daughter to Forest Park. But you're talking about a situation that you can rebuild houses, right? You can.
Yes.
You can. It's going to be challenging. There's a lot of money involved. You can do these things, and you can do it probably within a year. But these trees aren't coming back to the level that they were for decades.
Exactly. It's going to be like this, scarred for a long time. And on some areas, if you go to the 6440 side, you know, where the softball fields are, it's fine. You can tell this thing took just a swath and was going through the Central West End and then up to North City. It's shocking.
Well, it's very sad, and we'll continue to cover it. We'll talk about it here, and we're going to get into it a little bit this afternoon, like I said, with Lucretia, who's coming in just a few minutes. Let me play a little audio. You know, yesterday was a very rare day because when Fred's here, and Fred is gone, as you know, Fred pulls way too much audio. Sometimes I tell him, don't pull as much, but this is what he does, and he provides me with things that I certainly want to play, but he goes over and above because that's just the kind of person that he is. But since we're going to talk about some of this stuff, and we may touch on this with Brian Kilmeade, who's going to jump on with us here in just a minute as well. The things that are being said out there, like Lara Trump has now addressed this because he said with Megyn Kelly last week, you remember this, that he apologized to Lara Trump, right?
So, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said that.
He said, well, here's, I think, what I got to make sure I'm playing the right bite here, but let's hope that it's the right bite.
Every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like,
Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, so this is the original from 4 years ago.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out.
Yeah, so I think that sound has been, and he goes on from there. He just rips Laura Trump that she's manufacturing things from thin air. Now, that was in 2020, but Jake Tapper wasn't on board with any of this until, really, I don't even know when he signed the book deal.
Probably.
Maybe so last week with Megyn Kelly, this is what happened.
But you covered the Biden presidency aggressively throughout the 4 years, and you didn't cover mental acuity hardly at all. I mean, time and time again, when issues came up, you seemed to be running cover for the president.
Yes.
You didn't seem interested. Well, I mean, we'll start with the Laura Trump issue that you referred. Here it is.
Okay, I don't need to play it because you just heard it, but this is hilarious because that's when he basically admits conservative media got it right. And, you know, Megyn just beats the crap out of him. And, you know, the thing, I said this at the time, so, and I think it's true. She's got a great following, Megyn does,
yeah.
And her numbers are amazing right now. But in the whole media scheme of things, most people have never heard that audio. If they weren't listening to a show like mine, Fox didn't even play that audio.
Yeah.
Okay, And they have their own reasons because she was one of the big stars on Fox. She's no longer there. They're technically a competitor of her podcast. They're not going to give her any attention, I think, because
right.
We didn't see any attention. I'm guessing this didn't get on CNN because it makes him look like a complete idiot even more than he is. But so Laura Trump was asked about, if you listen to that soundbite a little bit further, and I'm tight on time, he admits that he called Laura Trump and apologized. So here's what she said about that.
Jake Tapper called me about 2 months ago, actually, and he said, I have this book coming out, and I know everybody's saying that I should apologize to you. I plan, whenever the book comes out, to go on TV, and I will say, you were right, and I was wrong. And I guess to Jake's credit, he did that. Now, Laura, I think the overarching thing here, though, is that the damage is done, right? We were so close to something so dangerous happening to this country. I mean, look at what actually happened. Look at the millions of illegal immigrants able to pour in. People are questioning now, you know, who was actually in charge of this country. I guess whoever was in charge of the auto pen. We really have to think about what would have happened if Joe Biden would have been elected. These people would have swept his condition under the rug even more.
That's an interesting point. We probably were not too far away from Joe Biden maybe winning the presidency, because if things don't go quite as poorly in that first debate, and that's when really I think more people started poking around. But think about that. And think about the fact that if Kamala was the vice president and things got really bad, well, then he hands it over to her. Completely different circumstances.
And Jake Tapper saying that this is like a Watergate level type of situation. Now that he played a role in it, it feels a little bit too late to me. I do appreciate that he did keep his word, though, and come out and say that I was right.
It's way too late. Way too late, but that's what they're doing, and they can get away with it, and Scott Pelley thinks he can get away with it. We're going to talk to Brian Kilmeade about much of this here coming up, and we got a Suze News for a Wednesday edition and some fun stuff that I've got for the next hour, including that thing with Macron, which is hilarious when you see it. We'll throw the video up on the YouTube and on the Twitter stream as well. We're coming back with Kilmeade. I have a story that I will share after 4 o'clock, Sue, that will touch your heart and many of the listeners' hearts. And I had a little, somebody sent me a package related to my dog Duke that passed away.
Oh.
And there was a mystery, and I've solved the mystery, but I can't wait to share this with you and the audience coming up. Right now, Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon for his weekly visit. Brian, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I know you had a graduation last week, didn't you, in your family?
Yeah, I got another one too. 2 weeks. This will be three graduations in a month.
Oh my goodness! I hope we're only throwing one party.
Yes, towards the end of the year. As soon as we get through June, then I'll be happy.
All right, let's start with some politics here on the big beautiful bill. How big and beautiful do you think it is? And look, do we have a little breakup going here? Elon's weighing in. There was a clip that CBS released from an interview this weekend. I heard you say that Ron DeSantis has kind of ripped Doge just a little bit. So where are we on all that right now, do you think?
Well, I mean, Ron DeSantis came out and said Congress hasn't cut anything, and they haven't passed anything, and they haven't codified the $250 billion that Elon did fine, and they continue to find stuff. But what they want to do is pass the bill first, and then they're going to codify it. I don't know the order. I think it's logistics. I think they'll probably be at that and see what the new number is in September afterwards. For Elon Musk to come against the president, it's not really unusual. I think it shows security in the relationship in that the president didn't write it. See, there's one world that Tom Massey's in and Rand Paul's in, and they have certain beliefs, and I respect that. And there's a world where Elon Musk is in firm business, and they have a respect, and I respect that. But the president in the political world, where you don't ever get everything you want, and he's with the smallest majority in the history of Congress in the House, and he's got a doesn't have 60 votes in the Senate. So it's the utter definition of compromise. So do I think it's great that the president already buttonholed him in and said all entitlements will not be touched? That really hamstrung everybody.
Yeah.
But I understand where the president's coming from. He says, from his perspective, if you want working class people, if you want to be able to get union people, if you don't want to be the party of the rich, don't sit there and say, I'm giving tax cuts to the upper class so they will have trickle down economics. What are you saying? I want to give it to everybody. And they haven't done a good job messaging it. They actually did it in terms of quality jobs for the people that don't pay income tax to the people that do. So everybody got a tax break, the most to benefit. They said with the middle class. All right. And the upper middle class got 1% off. So there's Elon saying you should have cut more. But if he cuts more, they don't pass the House.
Right.
So I'm not in an economics class. And Elon is in his own business. So President Trump is not mad at him. And he doesn't worry about Trump getting mad at him because he knows they have a relationship, apparently, where they're candid with each other. He said Scott Bessent isn't a good choice for Treasury Secretary. He got the job anyway. You know, he wanted Lutnick there.
Well,
he wanted a different guy running the IRS.
Yeah. I had Jason Smith on yesterday. Of course, he's the House Ways and Means Chair. We talked through a lot of this. The number game is very important for people to understand. And by the way, you're talking with someone who has been screaming at the top of his lungs, or at least shouting for two or three decades about the entitlements. And we've talked about this. I've said, look, the only way to get meaningful savings and to tick away is you have to do something about Social Security and Medicare. And I think, and I've always thought, that Social Security is at least attainable. But you don't have the numbers. And you have a lot of politicians that are worried about being primaried and having ads run against them, like Paul Ryan did with Granny being thrown off the cliff. So there are things in this bill that I really like. When I talk to Jason, I get the math. They don't have huge numbers. You got guys from your state, New York. You have people from California that aren't Missouri Republicans. So you had to do something. Otherwise, everyone's taxes go up. I think in the end, Chip Roy was kind of on the side, or at least he voted for the bill. He was trying to make some work requirements with Medicaid. But this is not easy. And I know compromise has become a very dirty word in Washington, but you either get compromise or you get zip here, is my opinion. And I hope they can keep ticking away at the stuff that's important, but that's going to be a challenge, to your point.
Yeah, I mean, Karl Rove is worth the read of how to fix Medicaid and still be a Republican. And still be able to get the votes. He had some good ideas in there. And, you know, Obama really destroyed it by just making it too big, covering too many people, and then told the federal, he'll say, the federal government will take care of it because the states could never afford it. It's for the people who are physically challenged, who are having mental challenges. It's for people, the working poor. But now they expanded it to the point where now at least they got a work requirement in there. The able-bodied people are just on Medicaid.
Well, and I think that was an important step, and that's part that I like about the bill. But here, there's a couple of challenges, even for someone like you that's as dialed in, and I try to stay dialed in. It's impossible to get your arms around all of the particulars of what's in this legislation because there's so much. And you can't necessarily trust the New York Times and these other publications because the Democrats are going to go out there, and they're already doing it, right? Biggest spending, biggest, you know, to the deficit. Well, they didn't seem so concerned with that, right, in the past.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Exactly. And I think a few things. Number one, just skip past the headlines. Everyone just take some time and look at the overview. I think the White House could do a good job in punching that out and putting that out and give 25 points. Because no one's going to read the whole bill like you did, and just point out some things and why that's wrong. So to have your communications office counter it, because Chuck Schumer's now going to do a national campaign putting everyone out there saying he's giving tax cuts to his billionaire friends.
Right.
He's a billionaire, and he has billionaire friends, but that's where it ends.
Yeah, billionaire friends, though, they don't get a paycheck like I do, like many of the listeners, like you do. They're not getting paychecks every 2 weeks, right? It's different. Their tax structure's different. That's something like when the Warren Buffett secretary is being used as an example. Look, we're in different worlds there with Warren Buffett and Elon Musk, but everyone's taxes would have gone up and will go up if this is not codified and on the president's desk. And that's something that the legacy media doesn't cover very much. And on that topic, Brian, since we last spoke a couple of weeks ago, a lot more has come out about Biden and, you know, this Jake Tapper book and Alex Thompson. It's hilarious that Jake Tapper is not humiliated enough to sit on the sideline and say, yeah, you know, I was an idiot during all this. But should there be hearings about this? Because who in the hell was running the country for the last 4 years?
It is absolutely incumbent on them to have hearings. I want to hear what Susan Rice has to say. I want to hear what Neera Tanden has to say. I want to hear what Michael Donilon has to say. And I want to say did he sign 1,000? If there's a way of picking up what's auto pen and what's not, did he really sign 1,000 pardons? Does he even know what's in them? Whose decision was this? Who was that? What is not true? So nobody really believes that Jake Tapper was sensationalizing the president's inability to run the country. Everyone wonders how they kept it secret. No one's challenging that. So I think these people got a lot to answer for. Do I think they're going to give forthcoming answers? No. But I think you got to expose it to the people. And what happens is, this is why it's interesting that Jake Tapper, it's so maddening that he wrote the book. But what's interesting is when they say, if it was Victor Davis Hanson that wrote that book, they would say a conservative author in Stanford wrote a book about a guy he never liked, right, made up stories with access he never had. Now they say Alex Thompson, who wrote about the book, who wrote the outline of the book, and then teamed with Jake Tapper to expand and refocus the book, is known as somebody who is not a conservative. Jake Tapper has never been a conservative, hates Republicans, and mocked him for coming after his intellect and that Joe Biden wasn't in charge. So now when you say this book is all fiction, nobody thinks it's fiction. And no one thinks that Jake Tapper is out of money and made stuff up. You know, so no one thinks that he's not a Democrat. In fact, most of these guys are friendly with him. So what are you going to say? The book is all lies?
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to say it's exaggeration? Because then the authors are going to get back on who are on the left wing. And then they got to say, is Ro Khanna going to go, I back the cadre of people that blocked others from finding out the truth about Biden? So are you going to have Governor Shapiro come out and say, how dare Jamie Comer question Neera Tanden about this? You're going to have a bunch of people going, I'm not getting my hands on this. And unless I'm personally indicted, I'm not even commenting on this. And what happens is the scarlet letter now will be just like the Iraq war for some on the left. Did you vote for it, Hillary Clinton? Yes. Weapons of mass destruction. I thought he had him. Guess who won? Barack Obama. Because as a state senator, he allegedly said he was against the Iraq war. Now it's going to be like, what did you say about Joe Biden's inability to run the country, detachment, candidacy, flubs? Did you cover for him, or you left in the dark? Well, then you really are not worthy, Mayor Pete, of being president, because you allowed the wool to be pulled over your eyes by your own party with a guy that was a phone call away from you to visit at any moment. So the Democrats, without Biden's stench, will have a future. The ones with it won't. And the ones that want to defend Biden will go down with the Biden ship. So that's what's going to make this interesting.
Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. Harvard, they're doubling down. I even heard you say they're tripling down. Trump is not backing off right now. A lot of questions about the amount of foreign students. Harvard says we need this money, even though they have $53 billion in the endowment, to do this research. This is an important part of the world. Where does this all work itself out right now?
I think that Harvard loses by the challenge. And what my analogy was for radio today and for TV was the blue light. You know, you walk into a hotel room, you go, it looks fine. You get a blue light and you can see all the stains. And what happens is every time Trump said, takes another $100 million and another $2 billion and says, no international students, tell me what the makeup is. 32% of your student body or 28% of your student body is foreigners. America, how do you feel about that? These elite institutions that have rejected you have rather choose the kid from India or China over you because they pay full freight. And now we find out that they get billions and billions of dollars from the federal government in an institution you're not involved with to talk about anti-American faculty like you've only that you feared existed. Now that you've now confirmed it existed. So you have, this is almost a 80-20 issue. Please tell me who's siding with Harvard outside Scott Pelley.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Who studied with Harvard besides some left-wing Palestinian activist?
By the way, how about that speech by Scott Pelley? You know, a speech like that makes you seem like he's living in a world, maybe he is, where this book by Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper never came out.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen, I can't believe it, but I do believe it because I watched 60 Minutes. So after the executive producer of 60 Minutes resigned, I watched it to see how they're going to address it because I hear CBS News did something on the nightly news, but nobody watches. Literally, nobody's watching. There's about 3 million or 4 million viewers where ABC is getting 7 or 8. So for nightly news, which is an institution with Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite, that shows people are just have an aversion to it. Scott Pelley failed there, but he goes on 60 Minutes, and I think he could tell a very good story. He's clearly a great writer, and he lost it. If you watch this speech, he's so emotional, he's quivering. And you watch 60 Minutes, not the last week, but 2 weeks prior. They basically just rant against Trump ruining the country.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, is anybody watching this? The defamation suit was, hey, you deceptively edited a story to make Kamala Harris look coherent. And we know it because you idiots put one answer in the promo and a different one in the final version. And now, because of this, they're getting sued. And because of this, CBS wants a merger to go through. They also know they're wrong. They don't want to fight the president, so they're going to do a lawsuit. The executive producer resigns. And Scott Pelley thinks the truth is at stake.
Give me a break.
He thinks he's bigger than his company. Can you imagine if you just ripped your company because you don't believe in it, and then you think you're bigger than the company? And if I'd walk in Monday, if I ripped Fox and said that I had a problem with this, I'd be gone.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm too. Right or wrong.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and then, you know, on the Pelley front, and I look, this is where it gets difficult because I've had to separate my entertainment from my politics. But I've loved Bruce Springsteen for 45 years, right? But he goes over there and says things along the lines of what Scott Pelley said. To me, it's intellectually dishonest to not say a word about what went on between 2020 and 2024, when went on in that White House, and not address that and act like it's not even happening. But this is what they're doing, and they think maybe that they're going to move past this moment and get people to buy in again. But I'm wondering, well, I know how much trust is lost, at least on my side. I don't know how much trust is lost in the American people, because some of them aren't dialed into the truth right now. What do you have coming up on Sunday night on One Nation?
We're going to have a few things, but I got something I think will intrigue you. Suge Knight from prison.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to join us to talk about P. Diddy, the fact that he came out in the trial that he was trying to kill him, but he knew that already. Snoop Dogg. He's going to talk about going to prison twice. He's still there. And he's going to talk about where this guy's going to be heading and what they think he's overcharged, undercharged. Did you know about all these things going on at the time? You know, did you know that some of this abhorrent, ugly, illegal behavior was happening? The threats, the blowing up of cars, the extortion that seems to have happened, just some of what the prosecution has brought out. So I want to get his perspective on that. And you know, they're probably both going to end up in the same place. They had a fight, you know, with 50 Cent. There's another guy that they're at war with. Snoop Dogg is at war with it. So I said, why don't I try to get him from prison? I hear he's doing some stuff. It took a month, but he's going to do it. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to NORAD, a guy I went to visit. he has helped design the Golden Dome, and he's going to bring us through for us civilians how the Golden Dome will work from the architect perspective. So, and why the rest of the world, our enemies, are so upset by it. And then also what they're doing at the border.
That's great. I love it. Hey, have fun. I heard you're going to the Knicks game tomorrow night. Are you going with Ben Stiller? Because that's the only thing that he tweets about these days are the Knicks.
Well, he doesn't have any movies. So these guys said the movies are dead. So yeah. All they do is do that. What's the last thing Spike Lee did? But, yeah, I'm going to sit in decent seats, but not Celebrity Row. I'm actually paying for my seats, unlike those guys.
Well, get some sleep after the game, too. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Brian.
Go get him.
Talked about a little earlier because Sue took a walk around devastated Forest Park, but we want to give attention this afternoon to the Red Cross because there's a lot of people that need a lot of help. And Lucretia Cox is here in the studio. She's the executive director of the Greater St. Louis chapter. They're trying to do what they can do to help people in the area. Lucretia, thank you for coming in. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Now, this is obviously, you know, we got whacked pretty hard here in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, and I keep looking at, you know, the devastation, the pictures. I think a lot of us are still stunned, but a lot of us don't need help, and a lot of people do need help right now. So what is at the top of that list and how people can help out there with the help of the American Red Cross?
Yeah, so as the Red Cross, we respond to disasters. That's a big part of our mission, and you may hear us talk about sheltering, and that's what we do in response. That's one of the immediate needs, and in this particular storm, there is a great need for sheltering. We have almost 250 people that are in our shelters, and we expect that number to grow. So we're constantly looking for other avenues for sheltering.
And what are the options there? So this is interesting. My sister called me over the weekend, and she has a daughter. My niece lives here in St. Louis. And her boyfriend is one who was affected. I mean, his apartment just got basically wiped out. And he's not even getting contact really with the landlord right now, because my guess is the landlord's got other properties as well. But what we were talking about is, look, and luckily he has some means and he's got my niece, although I don't think that everyone's happy that they're together before marriage, but at least he has a place to go, right? And that's something a lot of us take for granted. Like, he could come over to my house if he needed to. And I even joked with some friends, you want to come over, you can do that. But there are people that just simply don't have a place to go right now, right?
Right. So there's so many people that were affected in the communities where their homes were completely taken away. And it hit North City in St. Louis, and many of the people that were impacted were economically disadvantaged.
And don't even have insurance in many cases, right?
Yes. A lot of them don't. And so, you know, that's why sheltering is becoming such a great need. And we expect those numbers to go, because even with, you know, people who have gone to hotels and have resources, at some point they will dry up. And so we are looking for opportunities for sheltering. We provide 3 meals a day at shelters, and we're grateful for partners like Schnucks, who've stepped in to help us assist with those
meals.
Always
a great community partner, right? Yeah.
Yes. And we also provide mental health services and other health services as needed in those shelter locations.
I think personally that's very important. I'm one that's talked a little bit even recently about mental health, and I think sometimes we underestimate that as well. But let's dial in a little bit more on sheltering. You have places for people to go, you're trying to get the word out, or you need more places for people to go, or you need both. Is that a situation where both things are needed right now?
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out. We do need places definitely to go for sheltering. And you know, people that, you know, need a place to go, we want them to know that they can come to our shelter. We also, you know, we have 4 locations right now, and those, you know, locations are changing based upon the needs.
Right. So what else do you need? Obviously, cash is always something, donations, but are there supplies that are needed right now? Have we kind of maxed out on that angle or not?
So we don't collect supplies. What we're doing right now with the Red Cross is that we are moving into community. We're providing meals on our own to many people that have been impacted. Sometimes, you know, we supply emergency supplies also to other partners in the community, like For the Ville and Love the Lou and, you know, the Urban League, who are already doing distributions, but we're also providing meals to those locations and beyond that, because everyone can't get there. A lot of people that have been impacted don't even have cars. And so we want to make sure that we're going directly in the communities to support those individuals who may not be able to get out of their homes.
This probably isn't your area, but I mean, one of the things I think we all think of is, how do you even clean this up? I mean, are there things that the Red Cross does along those lines or not, with the cleaning up debris and the mess and all that stuff?
We don't work with debris and cleanup. You know, we leave that to some of our other partners to do. Our focus is really on, you know, making sure that people have a place to stay with our sheltering. And then the next phase of this is, in, you know, just providing financial assistance. We're in this phase. We want people to be able to reach out to us, to call our 1-800 Red Cross number, or to reach out on our website at www.redcross.org/get help. Because, you know, there are a lot of properties that were majorly destroyed and a lot of properties that were completely destroyed. And so that is the eligibility and criteria for getting financial assistance from us.
Yeah, like even one of the things that I didn't think of, I had my friend Jeff Rainford was on the show last week, and Jeff is former mayor, Slay's chief of staff, and he lives across from Forest Park, and he's in his home now and he has power, but they did stick a sticker up there because once the damage might be done a little bit, I didn't think about this, it might not be safe to be in there because a wall could collapse or something like that. So there's so many different aspects and factors here, aren't there?
Yeah, that's why we were really encouraging people to come to our shelters. You know, as soon as they come to our shelter, they'll be assigned a case and they'll have a case manager that will work with them. And I know it's not ideal, but, you know, we want to make sure that people are safe in their homes because there are a lot of unstable structures, and a storm or anything can hit later and things can, you know,
happen.
That,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything you do. Just to make sure, if people have a need or if people know people who have a need, the website and the numbers to call. Let's just double up on that.
Yeah, I really want to encourage people, though, that if you do receive a text or an email from the Red Cross and you've been impacted by the storm, this is not a scam. It's really us. We really want to make sure that you can get your financial assistance.
Okay, and then the website would be what?
www.redcross.org.
Good luck with everything. I know this isn't easy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's hope we can get some help for some folks, and thanks to the Red Cross. I have a mystery related to my dog that passed away a couple of weeks ago that I think I've solved, but Sue will like this story. It's heartwarming. It may make you cry a little bit, but we'll get to it after the top of the hour. Hang in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.